News Talk Breakfast. In association with AIR. Seamless connections with Ireland's number one broadband provider.
Irish birds are more endangered than ever before. That's according to a new report from Birdwatch Ireland. And for more on this, we're joined now by Niall Hatch, Public Relations and Development Officer with Birdwatch Ireland. Niall, give us some context here. How endangered are our birds and why are they endangered?
Well, this is part of a joint review that we do with our colleagues in RSPB Northern Ireland. So it's an all-Ireland review. It's done every 5 years or so, and it's called the Birds of Conservation Concern List. And this year findings that we just released are very, very stark indeed. We find now that 26% of Ireland's bird species are now on the red list, so the endangered list. And there's many reasons for that. It's changes in our environment. Climate change is playing a role. Intensification of agriculture has played a role. Pollution is playing a role. Lack of food, destruction of nest sites. There's many, many things. A lot of our migratory birds are also being hit when they're migrating to other countries, birds like the cuckoo and the swallow, birds like that. It really is very stark, though, and action really needs to be taken, because when we see problems with bird populations, you know, they're at the top of their food chain. So it shows us that there's lots happening, going wrong with the rest of the environment as well. It's very worrying.
Okay. And that being the case, like, it does seem very high, 26% of Irish birds endangered. What can be done if the dangers to birds are things like development, pollution, those kind of environmental changes? Stopping the march of environmental change is very difficult.
It is, and that's the crisis that we have to deal with. I mean, Dáil Éireann has declared a biodiversity and climate crisis, but very little is actually being done to address that, particularly from the biodiversity side. What we have to do is we need more habitat restoration. We need species recovery plans. We also have to reward high nature value farming. More needs to be done through agri-environment measures to reward and help those farmers and landowners who want to do the right thing by nature, and therefore are benefiting you and me and everybody in Ireland, because that's a major benefit to us and to our environment, to our water, to our air, to our pollinating insects, all of these things. We need to do more to cut greenhouse gas emissions. We need to make sure that we establish marine protected areas to protect seabirds and, of course, to protect other marine wildlife like fish. And we need to really focus on what is going wrong and what we can do to reverse these declines in these birds, because it's very stark. It goes across a whole range of different species and different habitats. It's a fundamental problem.
Just with regard to the different species it goes across, would some of these birds that are now endangered be birds we are very familiar with?
They would. One of the starkest ones is actually the decline of the puffin. So a seabird that's obviously well loved within Ireland, that's now on the red list. We have barn owls are on the red list. We have snipe, a bird that would be well known in the boglands across Ireland, that is now on the red list. Even the kestrel, which is a bird of prey that used to be very common sight along the side of motorways, hovering there looking for rodents, their numbers have declined as well. So there's lots of birds that we would have known as being very common that are now declined. Even one garden bird, a bird called the greenfinch, which even just 5 or 6 years ago was very common, is now on the red list in Ireland. I know a lot of listeners will be very surprised by that. They may still see them in their garden. In that case, the greenfinches have been hit by a disease. They have their own pandemic going on, and that's affected them. There's a lot of different species, and there's some real surprises in this report.
And very lastly, if I can ask you now, obviously those things you're talking about you know, improving the environment, protected areas, restocking the birds, you know, nature reserves, all of that. Those are long-term plans and state plans. Are there anything that individuals can do? Is there simple things we can do about not cutting our hedges maybe, or indeed, you know, putting out bird food, those types of things? Are they valuable?
Well, they certainly are valuable. Many of the birds that would come into our gardens, with the exception of the greenfinch that I just mentioned, they tend to do quite well because they've adapted well to life around humans. But certainly feeding birds in the garden will help. Then also making sure to obey the law and things like hedge cutting. It's in most cases illegal to cut hedges from the 1st of March to the 31st of August. Many species like the yellowhammer, a lovely yellow little sparrow-like bird that nests in hedges, they very much rely on that, and lots of other species. And also then supporting conservation organisations like Birdwatch Ireland that keep the government on its toes and make sure that the state lives up to responsibilities at national and international level. That's very important as well. We have a wide membership in Birdwatch Ireland, and a lot of people have turned to nature because of the pandemic. We're hoping people will support it.
Niall Hatch of Birdwatch Ireland, thank you for that indeed.